That was Good King Wenceslas, the TSO with Ben Heppner and the Toronto Children's Chorus, all led by Jean Ashworth Bartle. You're listening to Sunday Night at the TSO. I'm Kathleen Kajioka. Well, the TSO is all warmed up for the season and ready to go with their annual TSO Holiday Pops, a festive spectacular that is the perfect way to share the spirit with family and friends. And no Holiday Pops is complete without a great voice to lead the way. And this year's edition welcomes the radiant Michaela Bennett back to the Roy Thomson Hall stage. A native of Ottawa, this Lincoln Center Emerging Artist Award recipient has already made herself very much at home on the grand stages of the world. As at ease in musicals as she is in contemporary opera, she's appeared with the LA and New York Philharmonics, with the Philadelphia and Cleveland Orchestras, at the BBC Proms and Carnegie Hall, and comes home to Canada this week for the TSO Holiday Pops. And I'm very happy to welcome her back to Sunday Night at the TSO. So, Michaela Bennett, thanks for joining me.
And it's my pleasure to be here. Thanks for having me.
And congratulations on the Lincoln Center Emerging Artist Award.
Oh, thank you so much. Yes, it was so exciting and such a surprise to receive a really great honor.
Yeah, and all your achievements so far, you've come a long way from Ottawa. Are things unfolding as you'd hoped?
They're more than I could have imagined. I feel very, very lucky to have a career making music that spans through different genres and different ways to make music. And I get to make really, really amazing relationships with so many different types of people and orchestras and institutions. It's more than I could ever have imagined being a little girl from Ottawa.
Well, you know, it's funny because next week I'm speaking with another notable Ottawan, bass baritone Gerald Finley, and you two are not the only fabulous vocalists I know from that town. Is there something special in the water in Ottawa?
Oh my goodness, I love that. I hope so. I think, you know, Canadian music education is really, really fabulous. And I feel really, really lucky that I had the opportunities to sing in, you know, like the Kiwanis Festival or, you know, just with great, great voice teachers in Ottawa. And yeah, the music scene or the music education scene in Canada is fabulous. So it makes sense that a lot of singers are doing really, really well, which makes me really happy and really proud.
Well, we are now into December, and I'm wondering, what's your go-to holiday tradition?
Oh my goodness, I have a few. My boyfriend's a jazz bassist, so the two of us were always on the road, and you know, we don't get to spend a lot of time together, but when we do, we are always looking for ways to make little traditions, and one of the ways during the holidays is, you know, going to get our tree together. We live in Brooklyn, New York. So we take our dog to pick out our tree on the corner of the street and bring it home, set it up together. And then we take the train into Manhattan and go to this amazing store called John Durian, which is on the Lower East Side, where the whole store is filled with every type of incredible ornament that you can imagine. Like, think of it, they have it. And we pick out one ornament together. And sometimes there's a little bit of contention. We can't agree on it. But we pick out one ornament together, bring it home, decorate our tree. And so this means that we have an ornament for every year that we've been together. And it's really, really fun to look back on the ornament that we got the years prior. And we set up the tree listening to Ella Fitzgerald's Christmas album. And it's really, really cute and fun and exciting. And then Christmas Eve, we usually go to the light show at the Brooklyn Botanical Gardens and make some food and have a nice night in.
Oh, that sounds fantastic. Now, you are coming back to be part of what is a Toronto tradition here, the TSO Holiday Pops. Why do you think music, or what makes music such an important aspect of the holidays?
Yeah, I'm really, really glad to be part of that tradition this year. I think music brings us together, and there's something really, really special about everyone being in the same room experiencing live performance at the same time. Everyone experiences it differently, but there's something electrifying about how personally and internally transportive it can be for the individual. I think whether that's watching your loved ones being transported by that experience or you just experiencing that yourself, that's very, very special. So when you have the opportunity and time around the holidays to carve out an experience of connection like that with your family, with your friends, or with yourself, I think it's an important and special way to set the tone for connection during the holiday season. I also think that a lot of holiday music is so sentimental and rooted in tradition. And I think that that probably draws a lot of people to the symphony too. I mean, I think during the holiday seasons, I listen to like the same five albums on repeat because I love that music so, so much. So when you're doing that in a symphony hall with other people, I think that's really, really special. So it makes sense that it becomes a tradition.
Now, every TSO Holiday Pops is different. What is in store for this year's program?
Yes, I'm so, so excited to be a part of this. We have a few traditional pieces and some new pieces that maybe you haven't heard of before, and you will get the chance to soon. I'm singing Have Yourself a Merry Little Christmas, Barbra Streisand's version of Jingle Bells, which I am very, very excited to sing. It is so fun, and her recording of that is amazing, obviously. Oh Holy Night, Mary Did You Know, some other fun gems. And we have a beautiful, beautiful choir, the amazing TSO, and Sarah Hicks conducting.
Have you worked with her before?
No, this will be my first time working with her, which I'm very, very glad to have the opportunity to do that. It's always exciting to work with new musicians and collaborate with new people. And I'm really, really excited to be working on her on a program that features so many different genres of music, and also just to be back home in Canada, my home and native land.
Absolutely. Now, is there anything in the program that really hits your holiday sweet spot?
Well, I'm very excited about this Barbra Streisand version of Jingle Bells. I just love Barbra Streisand so much. But there's this version of Oh Holy Night arranged by Clydesdale, which is just this epic, epic version of that traditional piece that I love singing. This will be my second time singing it. I sang it with the Edmonton Symphony last year. It is so great. It gives you everything that you expect with that holiday, that traditional song. But at the same time, there's something that's so exciting and new about this arrangement, and the whole choir is involved in it. It's so great. I'm really excited about that too.
Well, it sounds like it's going to be an amazing celebration, and we're very happy to welcome you back to Canada. Michaela Bennett, thanks for joining me.
Thank you for having me.
That was Canadian vocalist extraordinaire Michaela Bennett. She comes home for the holidays to the TSO Holiday Pops, and that is this Wednesday and Thursday, December 10th and 11th at Roy Thompson Hall. To find out more and get your tickets, go to tso.ca. Now let's have a little listen to what awaits you. Here is Michaela Bennett singing There Will Come Soft Rains.